Hi, this is Charlotte Kennedy. It's August 18th and day 15 of Dog Days of Podcasting, but it's only day two for me. I wanted to thank everybody for the warm welcome on Facebook. Natty and Tabitha, I agree with you on Charlotte's Web. I was thinking about it last night, and I definitely agree with you. And Dave, we definitely need to plan to get together at Dragon Con, although Ken's talked about our crazy schedule, so we'll have to really work that out. We were talking about usually we at least do some costuming or new costumes each year, but there hasn't been time this year, so we're just going to pull out some old standbys. We have Fallout for a costume, a pirate costume, a little steampunk, that kind of thing. So there's nothing new and special with that. But next year we have a really cool Doctor Who in mind, so I need to start wrapping my mind about how we're going to get that one done. Definitely started tonight a lot later than I meant to. My evenings get kind of busy. Sometimes at dinner we have a revolving door schedule. My son's a paramedic. He's 23, and he's getting married, but he still comes by to eat a lot. So I have to have it ready early for him because he goes in at 7. My dad will not eat before 8 o'clock. And then Savannah gets off at 10 o'clock from her job, so it's just kind of the evening gets a little bit busy sometimes. But it's okay, and this too shall pass. I had planned to play a game today. We had talked about it and ran out of time and did not get anything done or played. But the one thing I did do is, like last night, we have a little baby coming into our house, and Savannah agreed to let me do the nursery. So that's been a kind of full-time project for the past couple of weeks, and this is like the TLC weekend when I set it up, so I've been pretty busy. And I was painting a chest today and getting that done and trying to get everything together for that, so that was what took up the majority of my day. The chest looks really good. Savannah did see that part. Most of it was a surprise, but she did see that part. But I had a terrible time with the crib. I had decided to use their crib, which is 23 years old, and I spent days painting it. It had the spindles, and I had to sand them and paint them, and it took forever. And I got it all done, and it looked really good, and I was all proud of it and everything. And I didn't have the instructions of how to put it together anymore, so I looked it up online. And lo and behold, this type of crib has been recalled, and they don't make them anymore because they were so dangerous and so many children have been hurt in that crib. So that kind of drove me crazy, I guess. I about started crying, but I'm going to try to figure out how to do some kind of bookshelves or something with them. So that was what I did today. And you probably hear a dog in the background some. I think it's Dobby. I meant to talk about that when I was talking about dinner, too. I know Ken told everybody about our newest walk-in, literally, Dobby. But Dobby absolutely hates Jonathan. Jonathan has never done anything to Dobby. But, I mean, you can't imagine how ballistic this dog goes. He's obviously been beaten, but he kind of gets over it after a little bit with everybody, even my dad, who has a cane. And he doesn't like the cane, but he's gotten so he's okay with it. Jonathan can't set foot in the yard. And so it was the same thing tonight. And finally, we did get him down to a dull roar that he just stood over in the corner and growled at him for, you know, like an hour or so. So we're hoping to work through that with our little deal. The other dogs love Jonathan to death, and I keep saying, look, Dobby, look, but it doesn't seem to work. Sorry, I was looking for something. Actually, I was looking at my phone. I thought I had a Pokemon on there. Yeah, and Ken outed himself on the Pokemon story, which was funny. And I think the funniest was I had gone just to step outside to get some Pokemon balls, and I ended up walking around a lot, and at one point in time, it was me and about, 10, 14, 15-year-old kind of guys, and they were all doing Pokemon, so I stood there with them looking for Pokemon. But I don't know how much I'm going to be able to play because the GPS on my phone, it's a Nexus 6, and the GPS is just not doing what it needs to do, so I'm having a real hard time with that. And so we'll have to see how that goes. It's late and I need to get this up, so I'm going to go ahead and cut it short and hopefully be a little more focused tomorrow, maybe get a game played so I can talk about that. But like I said, this is TLC weekend, and Savannah's going to be gone, so I suspect it may be nursery planning and decorating all weekend, so I might have to bore y'all with some pictures of that also. I hope it looks good and she likes it. So everybody have a good night, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. And this podcast is Creative Commons License Attribution Share Alike Version 3.0 Unported.